I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furchtgott-Roth. She is with the Hudson Institute, and she is also a former chief economist for George W. Bush's Department of Labor. She also served as President Bush's chief of staff for his Council of Economic Advisors. And she joins me now to go over the July jobs numbers, which were a little bit better than expected, but still having some troubling indicators in there as well. And Diana, it's always good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, the number overall went down from 9.2 to 9.1%. The total number of net jobs created, 117,000. At the same time, tucked back in there is news that eligible adults working is at its lowest number since July of 1983. So I guess let's start with the positive news, if there is much, and that's that we did beat expectations. How important is that?
Well, it's very important because a lot of people were looking at the U.S. job engine and wanting to know whether it had sputtered. And they will be very relieved to know that some jobs were created and that it was not a negative number and that it wasn't somewhere down such as 15, 20,000, some number like that. Even though we need to create a lot more jobs every month in order just to be able to deal with people who are entering the workforce, graduating from high school and college and looking for jobs, it's at least higher than the month before, and that's positive.
And one other thing that might be interpreted as positive, and that's that for the past several months, while the numbers have been anywhere from slightly disappointing to average, the number of federal public government jobs has actually gone down, meaning the private sector jobs are actually bigger than what the monthly total is. How important is that?
And that's also very important because private sector jobs tend to be more productive than government jobs in many areas, and it's a good sign that the private sector has more confidence.
On to the slightly more alarming news, and that's that the number of folks exiting the labor force in the month of July exceeded the number of positions gained. So what does that tell us about where we are?
Well, it's very troubling that there are another 374,000 Americans who are not in the labor force, that the labor force participation rate declined for another month in a row to 63.9%, which is about the same level as January 1984. And this was midway through the decade when women went into the workforce in record numbers. So we are really seeing a low proportion of Americans working relative to what was true at the beginning of this decade. And that's very troubling. It also means that the unemployment rate at 9.1, if you count in discouraged workers, it's really somewhat higher.
Do we know how much higher?
16% is the U6 measure. That's the broadest measure the Labor Department has of the unemployed, and it includes discouraged workers marginally attached to the labor force. It includes workers who are employed part-time when they want full-time jobs. And that's the most comprehensive measure the Labor Department publishes.
Now the road going forward here, Diana. First of all, some folks believe that uncertainty and perhaps even fears of another official recession is what was responsible for the upheaval we've seen on Wall Street lately, among other factors, of course, Europe, uncertainty about our debt in recent weeks and so forth. But as you look at what happened on Wall Street on Thursday, how much of it can be chalked up to fears that our economy just isn't getting back in gear?
I think a lot of it could be chalked up to fears about the numbers today. A lot of people were selling in advance of the numbers today because unemployment was forecast to go up to 9.3. Many people forecast fewer jobs created, and so many people wanted to get out ahead of the real number. I think that that is one reason that the market went down, and I think the market's been weak all this week because of the GDP numbers that came out last Friday, which were a real surprise. That's the new information the market was processing this week, that we only had 0.4% growth in the first quarter, 1.8% in the second quarter, which shows that the American economy is not as strong as people thought before.
Once again, in the wake of the debt deal, we heard President Obama say that now the focus needs to be on job creation, calling on Congress to take steps that will foster a good environment for job creation. What on his agenda, or perhaps that's not on his agenda, do you think would be most beneficial?
Well, I don't really think there's anything new on his agenda that would be helpful. If you recall, last summer was supposed to be the summer of recovery. It definitely wasn't the summer of recovery, and he isn't proposing anything different this summer than he's proposed before. And I would say one thing he did mention in his State of the Union address, and he mentioned later on, was taking a real solid look at regulations that were burdening business. And this is something he should be doing. Also, these regulations could be changed costlessly. But even though he said that, it doesn't appear that his cabinet secretaries are listening to him. So the Secretary of the Interior is still not approving drilling permits for the Gulf. So those jobs there are on hold. The EPA Administrator, Lisa Jackson, is moving ahead with more regulations that would clean up the air, regulations that they might sound good, but they impose a big cost burden on energy-intensive industries. The National Labor Relations Board is suing Boeing for opening a new plant in South Carolina. It wants it to open the plant in Washington State. This sends a chilling effect on other companies that want to open plants in unionized areas. Boeing has a plant in Washington State. It hasn't laid anyone off. It just wants to open another one. And the National Labor Relations Board is saying it cannot open it in South Carolina. It must open any additional plant in Washington State. So it's regulations like this that are very easily controlled by President Obama that would help spur job creation. But he isn't doing it.
A lot of different things to keep track of here. Diana, some good news, some not so good news here. We appreciate your analysis as always.
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Thank you. Diana Furtscott-Roth is the director of the Center for Employment Policy at the Hudson Institute here in Washington. She served as chief economist for the Department of Labor in the administration of George W. Bush and as President Bush's chief of staff for the President's Council of Economic Advisors. She's also a contributing editor at RealClearMarkets.com. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furtscott-Roth, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she is also director of the Center for Employment Policy. She served in the administration of President George W. Bush as chief economist for the Department of Labor and also as chief of staff for President Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. We want to get her thoughts on the latest jobs numbers coming out from the Department of Labor for the month of July. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.